Good morning, church.
Good morning, Pastor.
It's a great joy to see you again this morning. Great joy to be before you, bringing the word of God to you this morning. I hope you had wonderful holidays. Maybe let us begin by a word of prayer. Baba wethu sezulini, sewe Nkosi Jesu, siyakubonga ekuseni Jehova wethu onomusa onamandla. Sibonga uthando lakho Nkosi ukusondeza sibe munye. Sibonga amandla wakho Jehova ukusivusa kwabafileyo, manje sesibizwa ngabantwana bakho. Nkosi sibonga izwi lakho osazoluthula ngaphakathi kwethu. Sibonga izindebe Nkosi osiphezona ukuba sizwe okushiboyo emabandleni. Sibonga amehlo Nkosi yami owavuliwe ukuba sibone lena nkazimulo ekuKristu Jesu oyindodana kaNkulunkulu umhlengi nomsindisi wempilo zethu, lona osilethela ukuthula, oletha nenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ezimpilweni zethu. Siyakubonga ke namanje ekuseni Jehova onamandla Nkulunkulu onokuthula. Siphe izwi lakho Baba, sifundise Nkosi, siqwayise, sibonise indlela, silonde Jehova elungileyo. Lead us in the ways of Christ, we ask all this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. May we all say amen. One of the most discouraging things, one of the most discouraging facts which we are facing in our township and abroad is the unending deception, unending lies. Deceivers continues to deceive, liars continues to lie. And consequently then, the word of God is challenged and rejected. And the sad part is that not only are the unbelievers, the deceivers and liars, but now the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has become today driving force of deception and confusion. This deception does not only confuse the unregenerate, but now it also confuses the children of God. The question is, what do we do? Is there any hope? Is there any encouragement in the midst of such deception? For us to answer these questions, if you may please turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 12. What do we do? Is there any hope? Is there any encouragement? Psalm chapter 12. We were going to read together from verse 1 to 8. In your pew Bibles is page 452. It's a pity that other people, they've decided that Sunday is the day of welding, fixing bikes, and cutting grass. I don't understand. But anyway, we will read chapter
12. Botsepei ha botsaliyo go bana ba batho. Batho ba bolelana mashano, maleme a bona a monate. Empa ke botemepedi. Morena a ke a fedise bohle. Bohle ba maleme a monate le bohle ba melomo e kakasang. E leng batho ba reng re tla hlola ka maleme a rona, re tseba ho ipuella ke mang ya ka re busang. Morena ore ka baka la ho tuza ha ba hlophei le la ho dumaela ha mokutsana jwale ke kena dipakeng ke tla ba fa phuloho eo ba hloretseng dipolelo tsa morena ke dipolelo tse hlokileng dika silipera e qhibidisitsweng sebopeng silipera e sekusitseng ha supa go ena morena ya re lebelang ya re sireletsang ka mehla molokong ona go ba gopo ba tletseng hohle ha ba soro bototile harabana ba batho.
Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of men. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor with fluttering lips, and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all fluttering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts, those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us. Who is master of us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will rise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked brawl, as the vileness is exalted among the children of men. May the good Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. May He add a greater blessing in our lives. We just read Psalm chapter 12 and the title of this message, In the World of Deception. What do we do? Is there any hope? Is there any encouragement? This psalm is written in the midst of great deception and lies in the world, where men and women will enjoy deceiving themselves and enjoy deceiving others, where men and women will lie and then begin to believe their own lies.
Melo monna le mosadi ba itheta ba ba tshetsa ba bang ba bua mashano ba dumelele mashano a bona.
Going house to house telling lies and in meaningless ways of deception.
Ba ye ntlo ka ntlo ba bua mashano ba bua le mantse fela a thetso.
Now here the psalmist is concerned that it seems he is the only one remaining who is faithful to God.
Tsela mo pa tsela me mona o sunyeile ka re
What we see first is that the psalmist begins to cry to God. That is what is needed. A cry to God. The psalmist looks around and he says, the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished among the children of men. There is no one living to the glory of God. There is no one walking the walk of salvation. The youth is unruly. The parents are ungodly. The leaders are dishonest. The followers are liars themselves. So now in the midst of deception, in the midst of deceivers, liars and hypocrites, in the midst of arrogant men, this psalmist lift up his eyes upon the hills, he lifts up his eyes unto heaven, he begins to cry to God. He believes that God alone can protect those who come to him for help. God alone can protect those who seek him faithfully and truly. He believes that God protects those who come to him for safety. Those who know that the Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So now he looks around and is unable to bear this pain that he feels, these things that he sees, seeing almost everyone around him is enjoying their deceit. Everyone around him is enjoying dishonesty.
harayena ntho batabela thetso ya bona batabela ditlo tsa salukang tse majeta.
People are pushing further their lies and deception in every way they can.
O bona go ne batho ba tsela pele ba tshetse pele thetso ntho ya bona.
They speaking bold words, claiming things that are not.
Tsela ntho ba bua mantswe ente How we got like a fool,
hypocrites with words which goes out to every person and deceive each and every person. And these things, they trouble his heart. Deception, lies, and liars must trouble our hearts so that we may cry to God. The psalmist is troubled in his heart. He looks around. He sees his world is in deep water. His world is covered by a dark cloud of deception and chaos. Heresy is everywhere. Then he cries to God. What is to cry to God? He expresses his need for help, his need of God. He shows his dependence and trust unto God. Because there is no truth in the world. So I can tell you, my friend, in whatever trouble we have, we need to depend and trust in God. We need to look up to God. We need to look up to Jesus and only trust in Him, calling upon His name. We need to express our need of help. We are surrounded by false teachers everywhere. We are surrounded by the haters of God. And there is nothing we can do with our own power. And we know that troublesome situations is going nowhere unless we cry to God. Trouble in your own life, in your own house, is going nowhere unless you cry to God. This psalmist does not cry a self-centered cry. He wants to see the words of God, but all that he sees and hears is the words of men. If you read this psalm, people are talking, everybody is saying something, deceiving everyone, but he just wants to hear the words of God. He wants to hear the gospel of truth, the gospel of grace, the good news of the of God. He wants to hear something about salvation. He wants to hear something about his future. Where do I go from here? All that he hears is words of deception and lies everywhere. There is a shortage of faithful people. Deception has taken over. The false gospel and popularity contest is everywhere. Husbands, wives, business partners, church members, they are all unfaithful. Then he cries to God. Lord, there is no truth in the world. The truth is hard to find. But it is not hard to find deceivers. They go in house to house. That's what the Bible says from verse 2 to 4. They go house to house. They spread in his lies. Everybody believes them. It is good news of great joy to them. Friends, doesn't this sound like the world we live in? Don't we have a greater reason to cry for help, to seek God's help as a church, as individual?
Because
this problem, friends, has been going on throughout all ages. Our brothers and sisters are deceived. Those that we love, they follow deception. They
love
because of a reason to cry.
Lift
up our hearts unto God and call upon his name. This deception did not end in the times of the psalmist. It went on and on in the whole world, in the times of Jeremiah the prophet, in the times of Jesus Christ, in the times of the reformers, in the times of the Puritans, in the times of Charles Spurgeon, now in our days, in the times of R.C. Sproul and all the good men of God. This deception is continuing in the world. You know what is the problem with deception and lies? It's got bad influence. You read from verse 2 to verse 4, it tells you how the world of wicked people looks like. You see the world of the wicked. We see their ways, we see their character. The Bible says, everyone utters lies to his neighbor with fluttering lips and a double heart they speak. Verse 4, they speak with their own mouths. They say, with our tongues we will prevail. They are not depending and trusting in God. They are not crying to God. They are looking at self. They separate themselves from God. They choose dishonesty. They choose slander. They choose hypocrisy. They will say one thing and mean the other. They will commit to something but do another thing. And they oppress the poor. The Bible says they flatter. In other words, they've got evil motives in every way, in everything they speak. They refuse to submit to God. They will not submit to any authority upon them. The Bible says even the neighbors, they share these lies from one neighbor to another. Let me turn it and ask you this question. Is that you, my friend? Are you part of those who deceive others? Do you glory in lies? Is it too well to tell people lies and deceive them? Is that what you are? Is that not the world we live in, my friends? Have we forgotten the commandments? Commandment number 9. Thou shalt not lie. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Have we forgotten the commandments of God? Why are people lying? Why are people deceiving one another? That is the problem with the psalmist. Looks to everyone. He says in verse number 1, the faithful are gone. They vanish. No one is faithful. I can't trust you. You can't trust me. The church is full of liars, unfaithful leaders, dishonest followers, regardless of what the Bible says. People have forgotten that God is truth and is no lies found in him. He is no source of lies. These people's lies, the Bible says, they become daily talks. What does it mean when the Bible says lies become daily talks? It says telling lie and deceiving one another, it's just become a normal thing, the usual thing. Is that what we are, my friends? My friend, the Bible says, when you read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse
25,
therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. So if we claim to be of God, we must be godly. If we claim to be of God, we must cut all lies and deception in our lives. You must isolate yourself from liars. You must aim to love and to speak the truth at all times. In verse number 3, the psalmist says, you can look there, it says, may the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that make great boasts. Here's the thing, my friends. If we cry to God, we need to be specific. If we are Christians and we pray to God, we must be specific. We must tell God exactly what is in our hearts. The psalmist speaks what is in his heart. He says, Lord, cut them off. Learn to pour your heart unto God. Speak what is in your heart. But maybe you yourself have been misled by someone. Maybe you have been lied to, just like me, I have been lied to. Maybe you have been deceived by those you love and cared for and trusted for so many years. What must you do? Verse number 1. One phrase. Save, O Lord. We must cry to God. If you have been deceived and lied to, it is not for us to pay what is evil with evil.
Cry
to God. You lift up your eyes unto God. You call upon his name. Save, O Lord. Our children are learning lies and deceptions from school. Save, O God. The church is caught in adultery and fornication. Save, O God. The faithful have vanished among the children of men. Save, O God. People will rather go eat grass than enduring sound doctrine. Save, O God. People will rather go to Nigeria to TB Joshua for more lies. Save, O God. That is our cry. Show us Christ, O God. For there is no name that is given among mortals in which we can be saved. Show us Jesus. Our land lies in ruins. It is covered by a cloud of darkness and sin. Save, O God. People speak words. They say they speak life unto you, but they themselves, they don't have life. They are all in sin. Save, O God. Our children turn against us. Save, O God. Parents turn against their own children. Fathers abuse their children and the women. Save, O God. That is our cry as Christians. As we see the world going in deception, save, O God. The faithful have vanished. Save, O God. The question is, are you faithful, my friend? Do you speak lies and deception purposely, my friend? When we read this psalm from verse 1 to 4,
we need
to feel the tension. Between the Christian and the non-Christian. The Christian must be separated from the world. The Christian must not be part of chaos and confusion. The Christian must be willing to be of God alone and not part of any deceivers and liars. Making no friendship with the enemies of God. Because my friend, is either we are with God or we are against God. It's either you are in or you are out. It's either you speak boastful words or you are humble before God. Save, O Lord. But secondly, is there any hope? In the world of deception, you must hope in God. In verse number 5, we can see that God is the only hope. It says in verse number 5, because the poor are plundered, because the needy groans, I now will rise, says the Lord. God says he will rise. That is the center of this psalm, my friends. That is the center of our message today. God will rise. He will stand for his people. God himself, he speaks here in this verse, verse number 5. He gave his people encouragement and hope.
He
gives us assurance for help. He responds to his servants. Remember now from verse 1 to 4, the psalmist is crying. I said, cry unto God. Now in verse 5, God responds to his faithful, remaining faithful servants.
Verse 1 to 4,
in other words, God can hear our cry while he's in heaven. Then he inclines his ear to hear what we say as his people. Then he decides and says, I will act. I will act and I will come and save my people. God says, I will rise. Because of the misery, because of the despair, because of the sadness, because of the tears of my people, I will rise. You see, God can only say, because of what I hear, I can rise, if he can only hear. So we need to tell him. In all our troubles, we must bring them unto him. You must tell him.
When
he says, I hear from heaven and I will rise, he gives us hope. Because our hope is in him. He's the one we can trust, my friends. He's the one we can build our future upon. He promises victory over sin. He promises victory over the world of sin as well. And we all know that when God rises, all his enemies will be scattered. Doesn't matter who you are. Is that not the best part of the story? Regardless of what is going on in our lives, God promises that he will rise. So that is the reason we will continue to proclaim the good news of great joy. That is the reason we will come and hear God, because our God promises us good life. He promises us a future. He says, I will rise. That is why we will continue to live in the truth of the gospel. We will continue to trust on Jesus Christ, because God in his word says, I will rise. We will continue to glorify God, because God will rise. He is faithful and true to his word. So we see that when the faithful of God stands and they cry, God answers. Because they believe that only God can give hope, only God can change the situation around us. Only God defeated sin and Satan. So therefore God alone can save us. God alone can free us from the world of sin and deceive us. He is our hope. He says, I will rise. I will come and deliver the poor. I will come to deliver the needy. I will come to deliver my people.
He
says, I will rise to put them into a comfortable place. That is what he says in verse number 5, the last part of verse 5. He says, he will rise and put us in a comfortable place. It says, I will place him in the safety which he longs. There's a comfortable place that we have in God. And God promised us he will take us there. The abused will be vindicated, my friends. That is why abuse have no place in the family of God. If you still abuse somebody, abuse has no place in the house of God, in the family of God. So God tells his oppressed people that he will rise. He will grant them protection. The protection they desire. So in other words, they will not be lost in this world of sin. Because it seems like there are many liars than the faithful. But God says, you will not vanish. He brings us to himself. A place of comfort. The Bible says, let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. That is Jesus Christ. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? So my friends, God says he is coming back for his people. He is coming back to separate the wheat from the chaff. God is our hope. As I say, God is coming back. Are you? He's coming for his people. Are you part of his people? Is he coming for you, my friend? Are you the one who have put your hope, your trust, your dependence upon Jesus? Have you turned to him in faith and repentance? Have you called upon him and said, Lord Jesus, save me, I'm a sinner in this world? God is the only hope, my friends. And the Bible says we must encourage one another with those words. God will rise. He will put his people in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, where nothing will pluck them out of his hand. In the shadow of his wings we shall rest. On Christ, the solid rock, we will stand, because all other ground is sinking sand. Is that where you are standing, my friend? On Christ, the solid rock. Have you built your foundation on that solid rock? Have you taken refuge? The question is, when he arises, because he says he will rise, will he find you with the deceivers and liars and men of boastful words? Or will he find you in the gospel of hope? Will he find you living to the glory of God? Will he find you holding him yet to your heart as your hope? Is God your hope, my friend? Can you say, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus Christ, my righteousness?
Deadly
and lastly, in the world of deception, you must know his weight. Isn't what the psalmist says here in verse 6?
Verse 7.
You must know his weight. The Bible says the ways of the Lord are pure ways. In verse number 7 it says, you, O Lord, will keep them. So God is faithful to his weight. And there's a promise, you will guard us from this generation forever. So the message is clear, my friends. If you know God's pure weight, you will not be distracted by worldly talks. You will not be distracted by meaningless words of men. If you will have the word of God, you will know exactly what God says and what God has not said. If you will have the word of God, the word of God will reveal God to you and for you. The word of God will show you Christ. If you know the word of God, you will remain where the word of God is preached. You will remain in the house of God, where the word of God is treated with dignity, where the word of God is trusted and applied in the lives of his people. What does it mean to know his
ways?
Is to know the truth. Jesus Christ says, if you abide in me, if you remain in me, you are my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In other words, if you have already become one with Christ, if you already have a relationship with God, you need to now to arm yourself with the word of God. You need to arm yourself with the word of God. If you are born again, you must arm yourself with the word of God. If you are not born again, you need to hear the word of God. Only the word of God is the power of God unto salvation. You must hear the word of God. You need to know the word of God.
And
the best part of this is that when you know the word of God, no man can stand, no man can come and stand before you and tell you of Jesus that you do not know. No one can stand before you and separate Christ from his weight. No one can stand before you and separate Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Only through knowing the word of God you can be saved and you can escape the world of deception. To know his word is to love him.
To
know His word is to saturate yourself in His word, is to immerse yourself in His word. If you read from verse 3 to 4, you can see that the psalmist is aggravated. He can only see or hear words of men. There is no word of God. Why is he aggravated? Why is he aggravated? Because he loves the word of God. Do you love the word of God? Does it aggravate you to hear words without the word of God? He's aggravated because he loves the word of God. He's aggravated because people have confidence on their own words, but not in the word of God. He's aggravated because he knows only the word of God is the lamp on my feet and the light on my path. He's aggravated because only the word of God can give you life, my friends. The word of God produces worship. The word of God produces obedience. The word of God produces fellowship. The word of God produces discipline. So let me say to you, my friends, if you are serious about living a godly life, if you are serious about the blessings of God, then you need to know the word of God. Then you need to know the unchanging truth of God. The word of God which is yours forever. The word of God which challenges man's unrighteousness. The word of God which gives hope to the poor. The word of God which gives us future. It promises us a great future. God says, I will rise and I will bring them to a place of rest. Even though the deceivers are making life difficult for the church of God, but we are not threatened, my friends. Because God will rise. God will rise. There can be many people deceiving and lying on the streets, on the houses, in the church. But praise to God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God will protect us from this corrupt and twisted minded generation. Sinners may seem to prevail out there, but our hearts must be drawn to the word of God. Verse number 6 says, the words of God, the word of God is pure words. You can see that the psalmist trusts the word of God. You must trust the word of God. God has promised. So let us be reliable people, because our God is also reliable. Let us stop spreading lies. Let us stop deceiving other people. Let us stop following liars, people who cannot be trusted, dishonest people. Let us be faithful, godly men and women of God. Let us cry to God in all our troubles. Let us hope in God for a better future. Let us hold fast His words in our hearts.
Because
his words points us to Jesus.
Jesus
alone can deal with anything in this life. So my friends, in the world of deception, cry to God. Hope in God. Know his pure words.
That's
all. May the good Lord bless you. Cry to God. Hope in God. Know his ways. Let's pray.